Good everyone. We are on Sin Siman Reish Lamed Ted Din Kriyat Shema Al Mitoso, page 302. Okay, there's a lot to talk about over here in the Siman, as the Gemara Brachos tells us that we are one is supposed to say Kriyat Shema and Berchas Amapil Samach L'Mitoso right before he goes to sleep at night, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here. Koral Mitoso Parsha Rishona Shel Shema Umivarich Amapil Chavli Sheina Al Einai. Okay, so here we have the Kriyat Shema and the Berkas Hamapli. We'll get into all the other things that are said or have to be said, don't have to be said at night, all other psukim later on in the sim. Before we delve into the halachas of Kriyat Shema and Berkas Hamapli, a very important ha'ara by Moreno or Ravino of Nevensal over here in Dira Maslov Korei, it's not necessarily regarding Hamapil and Kriyat Shema directly, although he does talk about it, but all the things that happen when one is going to sleep at various points of the night. If he's going to go to sleep, he's going to wake up and he's going to go to sleep again in the middle of the night. What do you do in terms of Kriyat Shema? Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaTorah. So here we go. Says like this, says Rav Nevinson, Hayoshim b'tchilas halayla, if one goes to sleep at night. Let's say he goes to sleep at 8 o'clock at night. Shnas keva b'mitos, he's going to sleep with shnas keva. Let's say right now a half hour in your bed is going to be shnas keva. V'amar li'sorer v'achak lachzor lishon shnas keva. He is planning on waking up at 12 o'clock and then learn for 2 hours, whatever it might be, or whatever he's getting up for, and then going back to sleep again for the rest of the night. So what does he do over here? Kriyat Shema Shalmita lifnei Hashena Rishona. Kriyat Shema Shalmita he should do b'shus the Rosh Yeshiva before doing the first sleep. Before he's going to go to sleep at 8:30 at night, that's when he should say Kriyat Shema Shalmita, also before he goes to sleep for the first time. Even if he has not daven Maariv, he's planning on waking up in daven Maariv. We said before, you have to set an alarm. You have to have someone wake him up, obviously, in that case. But still, it's still crazy. Kriyat Shema Lamita from the first time he's going to go to sleep. Ukshikam Mishnaso, when he gets up from sleep, Yitol Yadav, he has to wash Nagel Vasser because of the chance of Ruach Ra is caused by sleep and not by Alos HaShachar. Below Shechashu Mehaitayim, below Bruch, without making a Bruch. Berkas HaShachar. So that's in terms of Kriyat Shema. Firstly, in terms of Tilas Yadayim, he's going to have to, every time he wakes up after Shnas Keva, he's going to have to wash his hands. Only after Alos HaShachar, he's going to be able to say the Birkas Tilas Yadayim. Birkas HaShachar, what does he do in terms of Birkas HaShachar? Yomar Lani Asiyat Elachar Shina Richrona. Birkas HaShachar, he's going to say only at the beginning of the day, so it's going to be after his second sleep. Ubirkas HaTorah, what about Birkas HaTorah? So we learned earlier on in Siman Mem Vav, we learned Elchus Birkas HaTorah, that really Birkas HaTorah Maker Didin is, goes after what? Goes after any Hesach Hadas. Any Hesach Hadas, that means any type of sleep is really going to cause you to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Happens to be the Minhag HaOlam is like Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't make a Birkas HaTorah when we sleep during the day, except according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you sleep 3 hours during the day, it'll be a new Birkas HaTorah. However, that's only by a sleep during the day. A sleep at night, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, any sleep in your bed at night is going to cause Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, Rav Nevinson Zohar is passing, like his Rebbe over here, who Birkas HaTorah Yomar b'chol pam shemisor mishnaso b'layla. Anytime you're going to wake up from a shnas keve at night, you're going to require a new Birkas HaTorah. Im daitu l'umo b'chol pam, as long as you're planning on sitting down and learning. So if you're going to go to 8:30, wake up at 12 o'clock, have a chavrus until 2 o'clock, you make Birkas HaTorah at 12 o'clock, and then you're going to go back to sleep at 2 o'clock again. And wake up in the morning, you're going to have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Every time you do a Shnas Keva, it's going to do Birkas HaTorah. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, anytime someone's going to take a sleep in his bed and he's going to wake up at nighttime, it's already going to be nighttime and he slept a half hour into the night, he's going to have to make a new Birkas HaTorah, even though the night's not up to the next morning yet. He wants to learn more during the night. He's going to have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. That would be Lamaisa. He wants to take a nap before all night learning on Shavuos. So the same thing would apply. He would have to make a new Birkas HaTorah when he would get up. So that's all in terms of the different things to do when one is going to have various sleeps during the night. Let's get now into the dinim of Kriyat Shema and Hamapil. The Magen Avraham over here in our Siman Siv Katan Beis.
When is the source?
So the Magen Avraham over here is Chokher the Fali Chakira. What is the din of Kriyat Shema Alamita? Din of Kriyat Shema Alamita is Kriyat Shema Alamita a din in Shmira? Okay, the din in Shmira before we go to sleep, or is it a din in saying Divrei Torah Mitoch Shnaso before you're going to go to sleep at night? You say a little Divrei Torah. That's what he says is the two possibilities. He brings down Rishonim that he wants to claim the two. So the Magen Avraham says there's a machlokas in the Rishonim whether it's a Shmira or it's to learn Torah Mitoch Shnaso, and he says that Torah. Only on this chakira, is when to say Kriyat Shema. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim, Brataya, the machlokas in the Poskim that is quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in Sif Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah brings down two different sheetahs over here, Sif Katan Beis. He says over here, Mivarcha Mapil. He says, Miloshin HaShulchan Aruch Mashra de Birkas HaMapil Omer Acher Kriyat Shema. It's Mashra you say Kriyat Shema and then Birkas HaMapil Kedei Shetei Abrocha Smoch HaLashena, because the Bracha of HaMapil is on the sleep. Therefore, you want to be able to sleep immediately after Birkas HaMapil. You don't want to be Mafsik at all. Therefore, you can say Kriyat Shema after Birkas HaMapil. Umashin Kori Acha Yoshe Beseitav Inach Kevin Davi Mishum Shmira Lo Avi Hafsik. And because all these other psukim, or because for Shmira, that is not considered a hefsik. Some say you say Birkas Mapil Kodem, the Acher Kach Kriyat Shema, the Yeter Psuke the Rachamim. Some say that you say Birkas Mapil first, and then go ahead and say Kriyat Shema. So there is a machlokas in the Achronim over here, which one to say first. The Magen Avraham claims this is Tully on that same machlokas. Just like the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, according to the first Deya, you could say these other psukim like Yoshe, Beseser, Elyon, because those psukim are for Shmira. He says, according to the Man D'Amar that holds, you say Kriyat Shema after Birkas HaMapil, it's because Kriyat Shema is also for Shmira. Therefore, you could say Kriyat Shema after Birkas HaMapil, because it is not considered a hefsek, because it's also for Shmira, just like the other psukim, and therefore that explains the second sheet over here. The first sheet that holds it, no. Kriyat Shema is in order to learn Torah before you go to sleep at night, and therefore, just learn Torah before you go to sleep at night. You learn Torah, then you say the Bracha on Shena, and then you go ahead and go to sleep. That's what the Magen Avraham explains over here, which one you should go ahead and say first. Halacha l'maisa, Marina of Rabbeinu Rav Neventzel says either minhag is fine, even though the Chafetz Chaim does seem to cite over here. He says v'nira de l'maisa yinaheg adam kvitivo. He says according to the Chafetz Chaim, says a person should know his nature. Dahainu im timo li haredah b'emsa kriyat shema. He knows he normally falls asleep while he says kriyat shema. She should say first say Birkas HaMapil as soon as possible in order not to lose out on Birkas HaMapil. If he doesn't have an nature, he can stay awake. First, he should say he should wait to say Birkas HaMapil at the end. So the Chafetz Chaim is machri over here that it's better the first minhag to say Kriyat Shema first and then HaMapil. Okay, unless one is going to fall asleep, is afraid he's going to miss out on HaMapil, then he should say HaMapil first, and if he falls into sleep, no, Kriyat Shema is not the end of the world. Rav Neventzel told me that either minhag is totally Beseder Gamor, he could go ahead and do either one. Okay, which really leads into the big shiloh over here in Birkas HaMapil. And this is another very important chakira, is what is Birkas HaMapil? Is Birkas HaMapil the bracha on going to sleep? The Hainu, it's like any other Birkas Hananin. We make a bracha on our food, Chakol Niyabidvar, we put the food in our mouth, and therefore we also make a bracha on sleep, and we go to sleep, or like a Birkas HaMitzvah, like we do, you make the bracha, and immediately you have to do the mitzvah. Or is it just the bracha I giving Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fact that he created us sleep and we recreate our bodies in the morning and things like this, that it's just al minhag ha'olam that we made this bracha? The big nafkamin over here is how much does a person have to be makpid not to be mafsik in between Birkas HaMapil and going to sleep? If it's like a Birkas HaNen or like a Birkas HaMitzvah, you have to do the vid. You cannot be mafsik in between the bracha and the mitzvah, the bracha and the hana'ah. So to over here, you're going to have to be very, very makpid in terms of not doing any hefsekas over here. Masha ain't kain. If it's just a minhag ha'olam, just like we make Birkas HaShachar in the morning, we talk about all these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us in the morning. Okay, we get up in the morning and we put our feet on the ground and we get dressed, all these other things. Even if you don't get these hana'ahs, you still can make these brachas. You're just giving a shevach and the minhag ha'olam of what we have over here. This two sides over here is the machlokas over here brought down to the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maslov, Samach Lemitas. First, he sends you to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say over here in Sifkatan Gimel. Because the Mechaber over here says, the Ramah. First, look in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yikra Kriyat Shema, Samach Lemitas. You should read Kriyat Shema right next to your bed. You don't eat, you don't drink, you don't speak. After Kriyat Shema Shel Mitaso, he's referring to the bracha of a mapil. You go to sleep right away. You say, in your hearts, al mishkavchem, what we say when we go shochev, which is Kriyat Shema, v'dimu sela, and then we're quiet, we go to sleep. And therefore, over here, you see already in the Ramah, he's hinting the fact that one should not be masik between these things and going to sleep. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Gimel, v'lo yikra Kriyat Shema kishi kanis lishon. Okay? Ela kisharona shayna shayna ba'alav. He should not read Kriyat Shema when he is getting ready to go to sleep. Rather, when he feels like he's really about to fall asleep, that's when he should say Kriyat Shema. He's quoting the Seder Hayom, because over here we want it to be a Samach Lidasa. Aval b'Knesses Agadola, Kato v'Shiyesh Likros Miad, the Knesses Agadola says no. Read Kriyat Shema on a mapil right when you're getting in your pajamas, when you're ready to go to sleep, before your mom is about to fall asleep. Shem yachta fanashin achaf alikra, because we're afraid you're going to get overcome by your sleep and you're going to fall asleep without reading Kriyat Shema, like we all know happens sometimes. The only thing you have to worry about hefsik is if you're going to do something else in between, but so long as it's part of the sleeping process, that's not going to be considered hefsik. The fact that you're laying down trying to fall asleep and you're quiet, even though it takes you a number of minutes or even a half hour to fall asleep, that's all part of the going to sleep process, is not considered a hefsik. Either the court of the first day over here in the Mishnah Berurah or the Knesset, everyone agrees you're not allowed to be masik, because the question is, do you have to wait till the last moment to say Kriyat Shema, or do you makdim it earlier on in order not to fall asleep? What's better? The two sides are good and two sides are bad. On the side, you're going to say it too early, right when you're getting your pajamas or getting ready for bed. So that's a long time before you're going to fall asleep. That's not too good. On the other hand, you won't fall asleep before saying it. You'll get in Kriyat Shema and a mapil. On the other side, according to the Knesset Gedolah, he says, no, you should wait till, I say, you should do it, according to the Seder Hayom, you should wait till the last possible moment, because we don't want you to be masik at all. So according to the Chavetz Chaim over here, you definitely have a din of hefsik. Sounds like that from the Ramah also. They need to be very, very makbin, not to be masik at all. The Ber Halacha, however, brings down the sheet of the Chai Adam. He says, "V'ayin v'Chai Adam shemitzadi lomer da'afilu lo ayayachol acher kach klal lishon gam kein ein abracha levatala." Even if you couldn't fall asleep afterwards, it's not a bracha levatala. Dal minago shel olam u'mivarech. He's making the bracha minhago shel olam, just like we see by Birkas Hashachar. Even if you're not going to get the hana at all, you still go ahead and make the bracha. Therefore, we're not so makbid and hefsik as much as the Mishnah Berurah seems to say. V'chein mashma mechatirutza be'eli rabba. However, the Chavetz Chaim disagrees. Ulanias daiti tzarech in bazeh. Achaveri de bracha zu mevarech al atzmo. The Chavetz Chaim is medayik from the nusaf of our bracha. Hamapil chavlei sheinai. Hamapil chavlei sheinai al einai. Okay, so it's over here, it's in singular. He's learning it from Birkas HaShachar, just like we see two of the Birkas HaShachars that are also in singular. In Siman Mem Zayin, we learn those two brachas, Elokai Neshama, and the bracha at the end of, that bracha is said in singular. Those brachas we are makbid that you have to get the anah. Only if you slept at night, you say those two brachas. So says the Chavetz Chaim, who it in over here by Hamapil Chavlei Sheina Al Einai. It's in singular. We see over here, we're talking about us going to sleep. Okay, ain't shikata v'shari tshubas simin men vavli in birkas amavir sheina sheinu yashim belayla ayin sham v'akopanim nearly. You have a hard time falling asleep sometimes. He says it's better not to go ahead and say the bracha. So we see over here two sides of the coin. The Chai Adam, one side says, it's not such a big deal if you don't fall asleep. We're not so makbid on hefsik. According to the Chavetz Chaim, we are very makbid on hefsik. Okay, those are the two days over here. Which comes to the great nafkamina. What about, let's say, something happens after you say the mapil and you need to speak? Let's say you get thirsty. You realize tomorrow's a fast day and you want to go drink water and you want to go make a bracha on the water. Do you make a bracha? Are you allowed to drink? Are you allowed to make a bracha on the water? Let's say you have to go to the bathroom. Are you allowed to say Asher Yatzar? Okay? You hear bracha, you hear lightning and thunder. You want to make the bracha. What happens over there? Are you allowed to go ahead and say these things? So there is a third shita in the sugya, by the way. Sorry. Before we get to that, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted in Sefer Dolu Mashka. He writes, it's Asher to eat. It's Asher to drink. Chazan Ish writes, Asher, even if you go to the bathroom, you don't say Asher Yatzar. All these things because of this din of, like the Chavetz Chaim writes, it's we're afraid of a hefsek. And therefore, same thing on lightning and thunder, they would not go ahead and make the bracha. They would not go ahead and make those brachas. And so much so is this taken to the extreme, is the shita of the briskers, not only the briskers, others have this minhag also, never to say amapil. They wouldn't say amapil. Why? Because they were afraid they weren't going to fall asleep. Similar to one Teretz and Tosos and Ochel Sukkah, why we don't make a bracha of Leishe B'Sukkah on going to sleep, because we're afraid you're not going to fall asleep, so too over here. We're afraid you're not going to fall asleep, they won't say the bracha of Amapil B'Shem Malchus. That's why the briskers do not go ahead and do this. However, on their side, many Achronim Paskin, like the Chayyodom, the Pesach Tshuva brings down a bunch of different shitas. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sivkot and Vav and Arsivin, Paskins like the Chayyadim. We're not so Machman and Hesek. For sure, you would do all these things. You don't have to worry so much. There is a sort of middle ground shita, and once again, that's the shita, like many times, the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl. They are a middle shita, and they hold like this. The lichatchila bivadei, one should try and be machlor for the Mishnah Berurah over here, and therefore he should try and not be masik in between making the bracha and going to sleep. He should do his best to wait in order to make the bracha samach l'shein. Okay, not the last second. It have to be the last second, but try not to be masik. However, if any of those things come up, you feel like you have to eat something, you have to drink something, you go to the bathroom, all those things, you would make a shakol niyabid bar on the drink, you would make a barina fashos, you would make asher yatzar. If you go to the bathroom, it's l'chora, according to this, you would also, if you're thunder and lightning, you make the bracha on the thunder and lightning. Also, that's beferish, also in the halacha brura, he says you go ahead and make the brachas on this. Okay, so much so, I asked him, Nevin, so what happens if you realized you were supposed to call your mother back? Your mother back, kibud avayim. Okay, and you didn't call her yet. Are you allowed to go ahead and call your mother and father? That also held you to have a quick conversation over there in order not to lose out on the mitzvah of kibud avayim in those cases. However, he said, did say to me, though, to talk to your wife, that's not so bashin over. That's not the. She has to understand. If you say a mapil, then it's time to go to sleep at that point. So those are the three shitas over here. Once again, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chayi Odom, and then there's middle shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevenzahl, who say lechatchila to paskin like the Mishnah Berurah to try and not even mapsik, and therefore to try and do that. However, anytime one has to make a bracha and he has to do these things, then we will permit them to go ahead and make brachas and we're not sabbath. The last thing is, even though there are others that do not say Hamapil, if they're going to say Hamapil after Chatzos, there is a source for this. If you look in Shari Tshuva, in Os Aleph, he says, "Cut the Birke Yosef b'shem Tshuvas lach meitot sheyesh ratzolomer shal pi asod imayair at after Chatzos v'az holoich lishkav." If one goes to sleep after Chatzos, which during the winter is a very early bedtime, ainu mevarach Hamapil, they would not say Berkas Hamapil. However, the Shari Tshuva ends off. Ve'ein ha'emes kein, that's not the emes la'alocha, el tzarech lebrach. B'chol eit sho'ech lishon, anytime you're going to go to sleep, before it becomes daytime, even at the end of the night, you're going to go to sleep, and you're going to sleep before alos ha'shachar, you go ahead and say amapil shena, you would still say the bracha of amapil, that is alocha l'maisa, not even if you're going to sleep after chatzos, still to go ahead and make the bracha be'ezrat Hashem. We'll finish off the simen tomorrow, adkan for today.